B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
Looking for them bow ties all day. Keep yourself in a good spot. You know, I love you, man. We all do. Take care of yourself out there. Put us in a good spot. Get yourself a deep breath. Get your mind right. Let's go shut these haters up. Let's go to work. Yeah!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I have to take this phone call because, for whatever you believe, you could say he was right. Ghost of Fred's burp. Go ahead, sir.
Freddie. Hey, I want to know if Rich is going to play NASCAR Thunder with Bubba Smollett. You think he will?
Wait, I didn't understand any of that.
Oh, hang on. Are you really comparing him to Jussie Smollett?
That's basically the same thing, homeboy.
It's not the same thing. Are you saying he planted this there?
Hey, listen.
Hang on, do you realize he didn't discover the noose? He had no idea. Someone told him it was in there. He never saw it.
Have you seen his recent comments? He's gone in 100% in on it. That was
Hang on. Do you realize, right, that he didn't find, he was informed that there was a noose in his, right?
Yeah. That's great, but
yeah. So how is he Jussie Smollett, the guy who planted something?
Bitch, he was in that stall November 4th, 2019, with that same pull down in the garage.
He wasn't in that stall.
Listen, they're trying to get some
oh god, hang up on this guy. I hate now. Okay,
but hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second though. Ghost of Fred's burp.
Yeah.
How did you? How did you?
I miss you, Freddie. It was nice to be deep inside of you.
Yes, indeed. But how did you know that it might have not been a noose?
There is probably a million autistic people who are now crushing the internet, searching every nook and cranny for information, who delve deep into it and discover the truth.
Okay.
Well, if they saw that there, then why are you calling him Jussie Smollett if you knew it was already there?
No, he said that it was – yesterday he said it was something that you used to close the garage.
Right, but he's calling him Jussie Smollett, saying that he set it all off.
No, I understand the difference.
Someone on the team cut the cord and threw it on his hood or threw it on the ground or threw it whatever it was, but it became a ploy because someone ran off with it.
All right, so the reason I took that call, Rich, is because he had said it yesterday. And I didn't understand what he was saying. Do I think that it was planted there by him? No, absolutely not.
Because he didn't even find it. So, I
know.
I
don't – believe me, I don't think that that's the case. I just was curious on how he, like, had the – you know, the – how he knew that it was something that might not have been a noose. Like,
well, there were pictures that were going around the internet yesterday of a garage that had – okay, so just to kind of catch everyone up if they don't know. So, you know, as we know in the story, Bubba Wallace on Sunday was informed that there was a noose that was found in his garage stall. And then, of course, everything that happened after, you know, the NASCAR community, they rallied around him. They walked him up to the starting line, showing him support. Meanwhile, the FBI was called in to figure out where the noose came from. And yesterday – They made this announcement. Let's see if I've got this here. They said that the FBI has completed its investigation at Talladega Superspeedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. The FBI report concludes and photographic evidence confirms that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been positioned there since as early as last fall. This was obviously well before the 43's team, that's Bubba Wallace's team's arrival and garage assignment. We appreciate the FBI's quick and thorough investigation and are thankful to learn this was not an intentional racist act amongst Bubba. We remain steadfast in our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all who love racing. So what happened during all of this is that Jussie Smollett is being compared to Bubba Wallace in that, you know, he was the guy who put the noose on his neck and you know, ended up saying that he got beat up by white supremacists. Bubba Wallace did not even see the noose.
Right.
It was a crew member for Richard Petty Motorsports who discovered the noose Sunday at the racetrack. So at that point, NASCAR was alerted and they contacted the FBI. Now, is there a moment where you have to step back? And I don't know who leaked this, but if you're NASCAR and you leaked this out, don't you think before you make a claim that someone is a member of a hate crime, you walk down there and go, okay, this just looks like something that these other garages might have. Like, this is something, is there nobody who has seen something like this at a garage in the past? You know what I mean? Like, going from...
But wouldn't it behoove NASCAR if it was a noose, because then it creates a narrative that, you know, going along, they had all the good press with the, you know, banning the Confederate flags and everything.
Why would you want that press?
Because then
that
you have
somebody within NASCAR put
I'll tell you why. First of all, I don't think anyone planted it there, and I don't think
First of all, it wasn't planted, because what they found it was in that garage last year.
I don't think that it was any kind of you know nefarious plan or anything like that. But I will say, if I will disagree with you, is that NASCAR had all the positive press about banning the Confederate flag, and then you get a moment like that happened at the race where everyone stands in unison with Bubba Wallace, and you get that moment, and then you get that positive press. So I think that the positive press and the reaction of the other drivers and crew outweighs one individual, you know, committing a hate crime.
Oh, that's crazy. Because if they're honestly trying to clean up their image to make it look like they are not an organization of hate, why would you plant something that makes it look
like... I didn't say they planted anything.
Not plant something. Why would you leak out a story before even doing any kind of investigation that says that someone within our organization might have done something so unbelievably racist that everything we've been trying to fight against is a completely a lie, because it still lives within our organization.
Because you get a moment like you got on Sunday.
But you didn't know that was going to happen. That wasn't something you predicted was going to happen.
No, but you knew
that was something that came organically out of
it. But you knew that the driver's not going to support him. First of all, I don't think any of this was anyone's idea. I just think it was something that happened. I mean, I don't think that it was anything that anyone planned. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, so country's crazy. A lot of stuff's going on with race and all that. They should have walked him out anyway because of, Jesus, there was Confederate flags being flown over with airplanes. So regardless, it was justified, the walking out, the supporting him, all the words he said. What are the odds that, I don't know the difference between a noose or a rope with a loop on it. I mean, it's a pull down for a door. I don't know if someone threw it on or what, but I mean, what a freakish, just accidental chain of events. Everybody's thinking about the crazy racism in the country and everything like that. You got rednecks driving back and forth in pickup trucks, probably holding guns, because, you know, that's what they do. And then he sees a rope that resembles a noose. It was a freak coincidence, and everything that happened was still justified.
I agree with you completely.
Bubba Wallace talked last night. You know, first of all, he talked about how he was informed about all of it. He talked to the Lemonator last night, and here's what he had to say about also people who are saying that he's been lying about all this.
I'm pissed. I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity, and they're not stealing that away from me, but they're just trying to test that. And I don't know what time it was, about 5:30, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening after the race has been called, garages are closed. My crew was on a plane back to North Carolina. I was about to go out to dinner with a couple of fellow competitors, and we were talking about what time we were going to leave, where we were going. I get a phone call from the president, Steve Phelps, and it's a phone call, Don, that I'll never forget. It's one of those phone calls where you can automatically tell within the first couple seconds that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking all the bad things or whatever it could have been that I had done, whatever I said. So he's like, we need to talk in person. So I'm like, okay. So he walks down to the motorhome, opens up the door. The look that he had on his face alerted me in a way that I'll never forget as well. And it's still thinking like, okay, what did I do? Let me know.
So the one thing that NASCAR did do, it's according to some reports, is that they did go down to all the other stalls, and they saw that I keep saying Jussie now because that guy brought that up, is that Bubba Wallace was the only racer in his garage that had in his garage the rope that was shaped like a noose, like a small noose at the end of it. And once again, he was just told about it. So somebody said there was a noose in there. So he was like, yeah, there's a noose. He was asked about this, about the actual noose itself.
From the Laminator?
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my picker, guys, to confirm that it was a noose. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old, what you call it? He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
What are you saying here?
It was a noose. It was a noose that was other, whether tied in 2019 or whatever, it was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I am saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, and there's a picture going around of the pit from last year, and it's the same pit. I mean, and it does, it's a noose. He's right. It's not like someone just tied a knot. It looks like somebody did it on purpose to, I don't know whether to make it so they could pull it down easier. It obviously wasn't meant for Bubba at the time, but I mean, he's right. If you walked in and you saw that, you say, well, that looks like a noose. So, I mean, and if they went to the other stalls and looked around and there wasn't another one with it, I guess maybe I can see why. You know, they were probably very hypersensitive to everything that was going on as well, and they probably wanted to get out in front of it before it ended up getting leaked that there was a noose that was in there. But the people who are coming down on Bubba Wallace is just unreal. Those are people that just don't know what happened. And there's idiots like the guy who just called in, calling him Jesse Smollett, which is one of the most ridiculous comparisons that you can make this morning. And I just the fact that, and also the fact that it got reported by the media as being like crapped on. So you're telling me that if NASCAR, like a major sport, comes out with a press release that says we found a noose in a locker room, what are they not supposed to report that? Are you not supposed to
a stall, not a locker room? Come on.
Well, I mean, I'm saying if it's any other league, but
it's not any other league. It's NASCAR, and it's a stall. There's so many things in that that make me hate NASCAR. Stall, North Carolina, trailer. Like there's these like push buttons. That, like I'm like ew.
You're having memories of when the Carolina Hurricanes guy was on and you didn't want to talk to him because of his accent.
It's like, it's like of all the places you have to live in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, ew, gross. But anyway, yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't plant that and obviously they thought it was a noose and all those things. So it turned out that it was there for someone else and you can't blame Bubba Wallace. You can't blame NASCAR. This is something that they saw or someone on his team saw and believed it was a noose, and it went on from there. I mean, I don't think you call the FBI on yourself, you know? So, I mean, that opens up a whole other can of worms. So, yes, I agree with you, Rich. I think it's a little ridiculous to blame Bubba Wallace for what happened. They believed it was a noose. They believed it was intended for him, and it turns out that they were mistaken, but I don't think there was any nefarious plan around that. And when I said that NASCAR, like it wasn't the worst thing for NASCAR, I don't think NASCAR publicized it to, you know, make themselves look better. But I think the moment that they got of the support of Bubba Wallace did more good than harm.
Oh, sure. It was a great moment that was the byproduct of just a strange circumstance that led to this.
Right.
A misunderstanding,
right?
But it led to a great moment.
Right.
And by the way, there's a lot of people who are all angry. I mean, in the end, there wasn't a dude who hung a noose inside of a garage stall, you know? So how is anyone upset about that? In the end, there was no crazy racist running around, although I think the son of one of a ex-racer put something on the internet, which, you know, you can't control your family members. That's just...
What ex-racer?
I forget who it was. It was like some ex-driver put something out there.
From the Winston Cup?
Oh, you mean back in the day when it was the Winston Cup? It could be.
Who does not smoke Winstons? When was the last time you saw someone with a pack of Winstons? What a waste of money, the Winston
sponsorship. Oh,
Mike's uncle used to get taken out like in a wheelbarrow from.
Oh, wow. All right.
The Winston Selects.
The best was when I would go to the smoker's tent over at the NASCAR races. Like at Talladega, it was like you would go into this giant inflatable tent where dudes were just getting free packs of smokes and ripping it up in there. And you'd walk in, it was just like.
Well, that was like the Delta smoking lounge in the Hartsfield Airport where the roof was like tan.
We have an important guest coming up, unfortunately.
Yes, we do. We have to break, and we will be met by yet another baseball lover. That is very excited. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and I have to admit I'm very excited that baseball's coming back. I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I was very excited. In fact, I'm more excited about baseball coming back than I am about anything else coming back, aside from the NFL.
You're not and excited for hockey when it eventually comes back?
I'm excited for everything, but there's something about baseball being played that is like a necessity. Like, I need baseball to be being played. It's every night, and I just need it.
In a band, baseball would be the drummer, would it not?
Oh, just in the pocket, baby.
Yes.
But I need
it. The constant thing that, you know, is always there.
Yes.
That is your sitcom culture kind of in a different form. Because you always have a sitcom on in the background. It's a calming presence, and baseball kind of fills that need, correct?
Okay. That's absolutely true, is that I like that I can turn on a Cardinals game and, you know, watch a couple innings and then forget about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't watch the entire game. That's insane. That's for someone like Dan Roach.
And John Wallach.
Well, do you sit and just enraptured in the entire game?
That has been the case in the past, but as we've discussed multiple times on this show, now that baseball is not by itself this summer, that's out the window.
All right. Well, Lockhart's dad is one of the most impressive streaks.
Yes.
Is that he's like.
Lockhart's father watches every game beginning to end, all 162.
And it's like he's like on this roll that he's been doing it for so long. I actually find it incredibly impressive.
I'm sorry. It's beautiful outside. First pitch is at 3:30. I got to check this out.
I just think it's so impressive. Like, I really do. Dan Roach from WBZ Television joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Danny, congratulations. Sir.
Oh, it's a great day, Fred, Rich, and John.
There's the octave. There it is.
There it is. You're disguising what would have been a natural octave with your impression. But
you're going to have to concentrate on restraint, aren't you, when you're on TV for the next couple of weeks? Because you heard Passan, you heard Kirchen this morning. You could hear it in their voice. They are they're over the moon right now, and they can't control their tones and octaves of what's coming out of their mouth.
I woke up this morning and I was like, okay, all right, check, baseball's back. And then I'm like, okay, where are my scorecards? So I still know where my scorecards are so that I have them too. So, it's good. It's good. After all that we went through emotionally the last several months and all the idiocy of these two guys going back and forth, these two parties, it's good. It's good to have it. And, you know, I actually said to my daughter this morning, I said, it's just too bad that we can't go to Fenway, you know, together and just enjoy a game or two, you know, me and my son and my daughter and my wife.
Is that written in stone?
Good.
Is that written in stone that there's just not going to be fans at all, ever?
I think initially, you know what I mean, Fred? I think they'll just, I see as where we are as a society. You know, if the people in Texas and Florida keep doing what they're doing, then there won't be fans allowed anywhere. But, you know, I think they maybe want to see how that goes. Maybe the, you know, the 25% capacity, something like that as we go. But right now,
who doesn't want to sit in that dump? And just in taking a game. You know what would be funny if they allowed only 20% capacity and you still had to sit
in the bleachers. In the bleachers and face the third base dugout. Yeah.
Not even the bleachers, because if you sit in the bleachers, you get what you get.
Oh, we're selling out section two, baby. Right field corner.
Yeah, that's exactly. Where we're
going. You're talking first baseline. Yeah.
There's none of that today. You know, we don't need to be there, okay? Let's keep it all positive. It's an all positive day.
It's an APD, baby.
I just said I was looking forward to baseball more than anything else. I just said it.
You went on a little Fred rant about the park and everything else.
Fenway's a dump.
I totally agree with you. No, I'm moving on. I totally agree with you, Fred, about the constant. I think you and I have been on the same page from day one about that. It's just great to have. I disagree with you on the DH. I think it should be universal, and I've thought that for years.
Why?
Because I just think it's you're wasting out.
Okay,
sending a pitcher up there every single time.
That's a purist.
Don't give me the pace of play either, because you can just keep one foot in the batter's box. You can have the pitch clock. You can have all those things that make up for any.
I understand that, Dan, but there is but as a baseball fan who obviously is very intelligent about the game, you know that there's a strategy involved when you have a pitcher hitting that does not exist in the American League, which I find interesting.
I just never appreciated that strategy. You know what I mean? It's like, John said earlier, like you're trying to see, should I pitch to the eighth guy or not the eighth guy?
It can affect the outcome of a game.
Yeah, because you have an automatic out in the nine hole. That's the problem.
That's
not the way the game should be played. It should be every single pitch, matter.
Well, it does matter, because you move runners along.
When you have an automatic out.
It's not an automatic out. I mean,
for the most part, it is. These guys hit one,
Not an automatic. It can be a sacrifice. It can be. There's a lot of things. Can they get the ball in the air? I mean, there's a bunch of things that go in with that. I actually
have a hitter up there. That's all.
All right. Well, I mean, I would see. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in you.
Disappointed in me? We agree to disagree. We can't do that. We can't be friends like that.
I didn't say I wasn't going to be your friend, stupid. I said that.
It's an all positive day, Fred.
I'm not being negative. I don't support the universal DH. This is a guy.
Yes, I do. How great is it that baseball's back, Dan? Is it just great?
There we go. Hey, boys.
Wait a second.
All right.
All right. Do you want to watch Steve Balboni at 400 pounds up there at bat?
He was a first baseman.
Rob Deer? You want to watch Rob Deer sit there and make wins?
Outfielder, Fred.
But they all DH'd at one point. I mean,
true DH was Orlando Cepeda and David Ortiz. That's pretty much the only
Edgar Martinez.
And Edgar Martinez, he's
Hall of Famer.
Is he?
By the way, that Griffey special was awesome, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right. You are all over the place. You can't focus on anything, Dan. Your mind is going a million miles an hour.
Have they told you what you're going to be able to do as a reporter? Have you gotten that yet?
No, and you know, I kind of fall into the area of I cover all the sports type of reporter. You know what I mean? So I think they're trying to figure out how best to allow us TV folks what we can and can't do. So I think they're all trying to figure it out down there. But we'll have access in some capacity to Fenway Park, but nobody will have access to the players. Everything will be virtual or Zoom and those kind of things.
Hang on, Dan. If they give Burton Fenway access instead of you, I'm going to go down there myself and have some words with those people. Like, I mean, I know that, like, sometimes he likes to swoop in and be, hey, I'm the star. When it comes to baseball, if they don't let you in there, there's a major problem, because I guarantee you they're gonna limit it to probably one reporter per outlet, don't you think?
But I think it depends on where we're put. You know what I mean? Remember, the other thing is the ballpark's going to be empty before the game, you know, and during the game. So I think that there'll be room for us to do our live shots and things like that and shoot some batting practice. It may be from up high on the right field roof deck or something like that atop the Green Monster. So, but I think that we'll be allowed in there. And, you know, if it's one reporter, Steve's fine. You know, I'm sure he'll say, yeah, you go there.
Well, the thing about Burton is that he's a natural athlete, so less susceptible to the coronavirus. You are just a weakling that probably would get it at a mere sniff. But are you going to be able to – what are you guys going to do about, like, I'm going to call it spring training, but because I would like to see that. What's the deal with spring training in access?
I think they're all trying to work it out of Fenway. So my guess would be we'd be allowed to have a photographer from up high, or you know, maybe behind the first base, just to shoot them. They may shoot some video for us, and then we may do some Zoom interviews and be able to go live. And things
see, I'd like
that.
To go. I'd like
that
to go.
That would be my guess. I would love to go. Fred,
I'd go a couple
know.
Times.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to. So
I don't care about interviewing anyone.
Equation, you know, so it's just going to be interesting. I think everything's going to be fascinating. This whole 60-game sprint, you know, the games themselves are going to be fascinating. And then, like you guys were talking about with Avery Bradley earlier, and you know, if a player tests positive, and that's going to be the big time impact on all these sports. Is if a player tests positive, how does that impact him personally, which you feel for one and their family, but also how does it affect your team? And you know, if you lose certain guys, and then they. You know, the rules are in play now in Major League Baseball and other sports for the protocol that they have to go through physically to be able to get back and perform. If you have a negative test, that you know, you have to have a couple after the positive test. So that's going to be a factor. And then the other thing is I was surprised the rosters aren't as big as they are. I thought they'd be even more so because to me, it's going to be about your bullpen, right? Because how many starts legitimately is your ace going to make over the course of a 60-game you know, season, regular season.
10, 11?
Right. It's going to be all bullpen to me. So you're just going to have to – the teams that win are probably going to be the teams that have the best bullpens going forth. So I think you stack that bullpen and go from there because a regular everyday player should be able to play a majority of the games, you know, 55 to 60 games. So I think that's going to be a big factor going forward. So I think it's all kind of things that we're going to sit here and talk about, look forward to. I think it's going to be a blast, and it's just – it's going to be fun in August and September. It's going to be tremendous in every single sport. So I think it's good, and you know, fingers crossed, everything goes well.
Yeah. What do you think about the second guy starting on second in extra innings?
I love that. You know, and here's why. My daughter, as you guys know, played you know softball from age you know 5 or 6 all the way through college, and the AAU level in softball in the summer. Because a lot of it's tournaments, so you don't want to have the games go too long. They would put a runner on second. It's a start. The extra innings, and it was just fun because, again, Fred, you talk about strategy. That's where strategy comes in. Do you bunt right away with that guy on second? So create a situation of a runner on third and one out, or do you, you know, if you got a good hit up there, do you see if
you
deliver.
Bunt him over? I mean,
yeah, and then the other team gets up in the bottom of the tenth, has the same situation. So I think that's going to be fun. I think fans will like that. So I'm all for that.
I think
it'll be good.
I don't care.
In the regular season.
I don't care, but there's going to be a lot of 1-1 innings, and there's going to be – I mean, if you – because they're going to – I'd bunt the guy over, then I'd hit a sacrifice fly, and then there that's my inning. And then next
– Yeah, but all the pressure goes on, you know, the home team after that, right? And then bunting becomes – how many guys can bunt now?
Not many.
It's been such a lost art form, so you factor that into the whole equation too, so – I think that's where your strategy comes in the most, and that will bring back your National League delights, Freddie.
I can't believe that you want a universal DH. That is so disappointing to
me. But I kind of go along with John, though, Fred, because I've grown up on it. You know what I mean? It's been since 1972, so...
Yeah, but you were like 50 you know, then.
Right. That's true, but it's the only thing that I know of, you know, so I appreciate it. I like it, so
all right,
I think it'll be good.
I'll tell you what, that's disappointing to hear.
Okay.
By the way, someone just asked if Dan had to choose either Disney World or baseball to go away forever, which one would you keep?
Both, you know. So I think it'd be fine. Don't put the choice, right?
All right. Dan, what are you plugging? I mean, I heard that there's a big plug that you have to give.
Oh, no, we just have a very special show coming up on Friday. I think we're all looking forward to it. Patriots.
A very special episode? Is it like the Tom Hanks episode of Family Ties where he's an alcoholic?
No. This one is a more serious show, but from what I understand, players, staff, executives, front office types, coaches are all taking part in a special one-hour Patriots All Access where they're going to look at you know, social issues and things like that. So I heard a lot of it. It was very emotional. I think it was taped over the last several days. So I think it's an emotional show that we're all looking forward to that will be on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And Steve Burton will lead the way, and I'm looking forward to that. So thank you, Fred.
All right, Dan, so you've been in such a bad mood the last few times we had you. You even hung up last time. You were so upset that you didn't think there was going to be a season. Is there something that now that you would like to say, now that there's baseball and it's finally here and they got the dates on the calendars and it's go time?
Circle it, and get ready, right? Who isn't ready? You know, I think it's fun. I thought it was done, and now here we go. Look at him. It's the show. Boys, get ready for baseball. It's going to be fun. That's all I got today. I'm speechless. I'm just excited, you know? I'm like Clark Griswold on his way to Wally World, and the park better not be closed.
Ew.
Okay.
That was terrible.
I know, because I don't have much to say. I mean, if you want me to go on a rant, I'll go on a rant.
I don't care if you go on a rant.
I don't want a forced rant.
No, it's just such a dumb thing to say.
I just think that, like, we've all been sitting here at home, and it's been,
I agree.
One Zoom interview after another Zoom interview, and now, you know, you get the fresh cut grass, you get to watch the game, you get the joy, the confrontations, the battles, everything that makes the game great, you're going to get. From the second they say play ball till the very last out. The confrontation you see, the closer versus the hitter, the key hitter in a situation. And then Fred will bring it in for Fred. You're going to get a designated hitter. So the best hitters will face the best pitchers all the time. And then when you need that strategy, it'll step in, boys. It'll step in an extra inning, extra frames. Will we play one? Will we play two? Put a run on second. We'll go from there and get the job done. Who's going to lay down a bunt, boys? Who's going to lay down a bunt? Or hit to the right side, JD. Hit to the right side. Those are the things we're going to see over the next 60 games. It's going to be fun. It's a race. It's a sprint to the finish. Unlike 162, where it's a constant, this is going to be with you in your back pocket, but you got to take it out every day, and you got to be at your best. You got to give it your best. You got to give it your all. You got to be intense. You got to be ready. How's the arms, boys? If you're hurting a little bit, it's okay. We need you. We still need you. I think it's going to be fun. Everybody go. It's go time, boys. Time to play ball. Time to bring back the game, the national pastime, and go from there. So get excited, everybody. John, Rich, Fred. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for myself. I'm happy for society. I think it's great. Baseball is back.
All right, Denny Roach. Fantastic. Very good. Everyone loves it. Dan Roach, thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon, hopefully.
Hey, have a great day, fellas.
All right, very good. We are so late. We'll be right back. Hear the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Coming off a fresh back wax. I'm like a seal.
Nice.
You can see pictures on my Instagram page, at Fred Toucher.
When do we go to the pool to show that off?
Well, today I am to play golf. They changed my swing, so it should be an interesting day.
What does a back waxer in the era of COVID-19 look like?
They wear a mask.
They wear gloves, or is it just...
I'm sure they wear gloves. I didn't pay attention, but okay. I would imagine. I think they wear gloves anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, exceptionally unpleasant. Not a good thing. I wonder how people are bred now without hair. It's like it's evolution has skipped me in a way that people no longer have body hair. It's just me apparently that has. And you should see these strips when they take it out because of the length of the hair. It's disgusting. It looks, you know, like someone shaved a cat. It's not good. It's just long-ass hair. Just awful.
How long is the...
Half hour.
How long is the soreness?
It's pretty much over as soon as the back wax is complete.
Oh, so it's not like a sunburn? I've heard it compared to that before. Feels like you have a sunburn for a while.
I mean, maybe for the week. Not for the tough guys like me. But the thing is that if you do, because of the COVID, obviously, I wasn't able to get my back waxed for several months. So it's just pulling out long ass hairs. Just very unpleasant. See, if you get your back waxed once a month, you can get in and out of there. It's not that bad. But when they're pulling out, you know, 2-inch hairs plus like, you know, a half an inch under the skin, that's not good. And then they oil you up when you're done and send you on your way. but you just want to get out of there. And it, and the women that do the back waxing always feel very bad because women get waxed, and although it might be a sensitive area, it's over in, you know, 10 seconds.
I bet those people get sweared at every single day. Like, I mean, just from the pain of like a first timer who might not know what to expect. As you said, you're an old pro, so you kind of know what's coming.
I swear.
Okay, but you don't swear at them.
No,
I bet they're, I bet those people take some of the worst verbal abuse from. You're killing me. I guarantee
that would be stupid because you're going in knowing that they're going to rip hair out of your body. I don't know who goes in there thinking that it's going to be a pleasant experience.
I guarantee you there's people who don't think it's going to be that bad as once it actually happens.
Yeah, it's not good. And then you get kind of like a serotonin boost because you're just like every time the pain stops, like your brain produces a little bit of serotonin to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
So then it becomes like an S&M situation.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Is there? I didn't even think about that till today. I mean, just the reason that they probably apologize is because they need to do that because they know what's probably coming. They want to kind of establish that, hey, I know this is going to be bad. Just get ready. Instead of just taking, a verbal lashing every time somebody comes in.
Again, that would be pretty dumb because again, if you don't realize that it's going to hurt tremendously, then you are truly, truly a stupid person. I mean, they're ripping hair out of your body. But I didn't even look at the comments at Fred Toucher on Instagram, influencer. Just at Fred Toucher, though, on Instagram. But I'm sure that they're all really positive. So I haven't looked at them yet.
Why would they be negative?
Because I got hairy shoulders and vitiligo. Oh. People are going to say, what's up with your head?
Too many people focus on the negative. I thought Instagram was a happy place.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that when you're anyone who insulted my vitiligo is essentially taking a shot at a autoimmune disease, which is what vitiligo is. So, I mean, I hope you feel good about attacking me for something I can't control, that my body has turned against me. It is an autoimmune disease, vitiligo. And there is no known cure. They said if you want to, you can go to Mass General twice a week and get this ultraviolet treatment. And I said I would rather have my hand fall off than
like
go to
fun.
Mass General twice a week. I'd rather have my hand fall off. It would have to be a matter of literal life or death for me to go to Mass General twice a week.
Speaking of vitiligo, I didn't get to watch the entire Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa special.
He didn't have vitiligo. No,
that's what I was about to say. Was that what was revealed on there, that his skin doesn't look different because with Michael Jackson,
bleaching
it was vitiligo.
It was Michael Jackson vitiligo.
I think it was.
See,
I think
they never addressed.
Yes, they did.
It. Did they?
Yes, he said that he put a bleaching cream on.
I don't remember that.
I don't know if it was in the documentary, but it was on the internet.
No, it was. I don't think it was in the documentary.
Okay, but yeah, he put a bleaching cream on his skin every night. And that's what, and then they kicked makeup on him ridiculously on that special. But yeah, I thought it was vitiligo too, and I thought that he, you know, was losing color of his skin, so he just
dyed the whole thing. Yeah, kind of like, I mean, you know, the Michael Jackson situation. But so it was just him wanting to make his skin lighter, and it went way in the other direction.
No, and apparently, I heard this somewhere in Latin communities, there is a, like, the different skin tones, like the lightness of the skin or something like that. There's, you know, differences between people and pride in the way you're, the lightness of your skin or something. So I guess it's not unheard of, but no, I just assumed he had vitiligo and that he.
That's what I thought.
But no. He didn't appreciate his lack of vitiligo. He didn't appreciate it.
He didn't appreciate it. No.
So he had to artificially change his skin when some of us have no choice. You know, some of us. But now they got all kinds of models with vitiligo. So what are you going to do?
That's right. There's the one that has like one right around her mouth.
Yep.
She's a very famous model now.
That's right. That's why they've asked me several times if I would like to. Buster Brown has asked me several times if I would be able to wear their shoes in some kind of photo shoot. Oshkosh Bagosh also wanted me to try on one of their, what do you call it, with the straps,
Suspenders?
No. What Sinbad used to wear.
Overalls.
Overalls.
Yeah, they used to. They asked me if I wanted to wear overalls.
Huh.
So, I mean, Oshkosh by gosh, I don't know if that's right for my brand at Fred Tutcher on Instagram. But, I mean, I'm willing to hawk anything. You know? Buster Brown's. Yeah, those are for kids. Zubas. I hear that. You know, that they're coming back with Z Cavaricci's. I'd be willing to do that.
Genera Hypercolor, where the whole world will know just how sweaty your pits and nipples are.
Skids.
Because it changes colors.
I do skids.
I had some skids back in the day.
Yeah. Those were poor people clothes.
I was so proud of my skids that I hung them from my ceiling when I wasn't wearing them. Like, you have to walk through my skids to get to my bed.
Well, that's a tale of a kid with no money.
That is the truth.
All right.
No money.
We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's become painfully clear.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And, Rich, what is going on? I'm told that there is something that you would like to discuss.
So there is all sorts of good news coming out of Massachusetts when it comes to containing the coronavirus. As a matter of fact, the latest compilation of data from all over the country shows, and I think this might have been the CDC who released this, but they ranked every state as to, you know, whether there is a larger spread or there's an outbreak or it's close to being contained. But there were only three states in America that were on track to containing the coronavirus. Those states were Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts.
I hope I didn't ruin it by going to Tennessee.
You might have done that. You might have brought it back here, and now it's all screwy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was in the middle of nowhere with no contact with anyone outside of my family. But I'll tell you what. Give me the five vacation days. All right, go ahead.
All right, so they ended up...
I'm not happy. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you got to, you know, go on the jet ski, so...
Sure, yeah, I could have done that because I wanted to work. Go ahead.
So you're saying you're angry about this?
I think that it was punitive, and I think that it was under the guise of health, and I don't think that that was the concern.
What was the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.